Senator Harkin's political legacy began when he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1974. 10 years later, he was elected to the U.S. Senate, where he has served ever since. Harkin is meeting with Iowa residents and taking a look at the projects he helped out with during the tour. He says it is starting to hit him that his political career is winding down.
I just can't imagine that 40 years has gone by. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, none of my family was ever involved in politics, ever, before or since. And we come from a small town, very poor family. You know, my father only went to the sixth grade. My mother was an immigrant. I never, ever dreamed I'd be doing this. All I ever wanted to do was fly airplanes. And here I wind up doing this. So, you know, you never know in life. You just never know in life what's around the corner and how things are going to unfold. But I've loved my career there. I love the Senate. I'm going to miss it. But that's not reason enough for me to stay there until they carry me out.
How has it changed in Washington since from when you started to today? I mean, how has it changed?
Well, a lot. It's changed a lot. I think a lack of the camaraderie and the closeness we had with one another in Washington. I mean, people, even senators now, they come in on Monday night and leave Thursday afternoon. And we used to get together a lot for dinners and even lunches. We had a lunchroom in the Capitol. It was just for senators, just on the Senate side. No staff, no press, just for senators could come in, have lunch together, tell stories, talk, get to know one another as human beings. We don't even have that anymore. It's just a shame because just especially in government, it's that kind of human interaction that counts more than anything else.
How do you get back to that? How do you get back to a Senate, a House, a Congress that works together, that knows each other, that can get more done?
Well, a number of ways. Number one, we've got to get the money out of politics. Now, why people aren't there a lot is because they're out raising money all the time, raising money. Campaigns are not ending because of that. So we've got to somehow get a handle on all this money coming in. Into politics. And I think it's probably going to take a constitutional amendment to do it. Secondly, we need to get rid of the filibuster in the Senate. It's an old, archaic concept. Get rid of it so that we can have good, open debates on the Senate floor, have votes, let people offer votes and things like that. And then in the House of Representatives, I think probably the most important thing is just the money, getting the money out.
What, when you look back, is that signature legislation, that signature vote that you hope, I've been here this long, I hope I'm remembered for this. Is there a piece of legislation, a vote that stands out to you?
Well, yes, the Americans with Disabilities Act. My bill, my name's on it. I was a chief sponsor of it. And you know, even when I worked on it, because I had a brother who was disabled, and I'd been working on disability issues for a long time, so I was able to get this bill through. And, you know, even today, looking back 24 years ago when it passed and was signed into law by President George H.W. Bush, even then I didn't realize the massive amounts of changes that would take place. And we've come a long way here in America with accessibility, opportunity, participation of people with disabilities in society. We've got a little ways to go on employment. But we are getting more and more people with disabilities employed in real jobs. So for me, this is the one thing that I feel the best about, and it's something I'm going to continue to work on in my retirement.
What's been the most difficult vote you've had to take? What's the one that you've taken looking back and thinking, wow, that was a tough one for me to do?
I would say the toughest vote, and the one that I regret the most, and it will forever haunt me all my life, and that was the vote when George Bush wanted the power to go to the UN and wanted the power to be able to go into Iraq. And I voted for that. And it was probably the worst vote I ever cast, but it was a tough vote. I thought a lot about it at the time. It was just a bad vote, and It's, as I said, it will forever haunt me that I voted for that.
U.S. Senator Tom Harkin says after he leaves office, he will turn his attention towards the Harkin Institute for Public Policy and Citizen Engagement at Drake University. The Iowa Democrat says the institute will examine a variety of topics, with topic number one being the Americans with Disabilities Act. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.